This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. As Governor Rick Scott gears up for a probable run for the U.S. Senate, he's crowing about his education bona fides. In a letter he wrote to Florida's Secretary of State recently, he said, "For the sixth straight year, we have secured record funding for K-12 and state universities to ensure every student has the opportunity to receive a world-class education in Florida." Well, let's get a lesson on that claim from Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. So, Allison, does the governor get passing marks, or does he get a big fat ruler across his knuckles?
Somewhere in between. We rated this claim half true. Governor Rick Scott has a point in terms of sheer dollars. State and per pupil funding has increased every year since fiscal year 2013-14. However, the really important point to drive home here is that the education funding hasn't kept up with pre-recession numbers. If you go back to 2007 and 2008, which was the fiscal year before really the recession took hold in the state, you'll see that pure pupil spending was actually more when you adjust it for inflation than what it is in the 2018-2019 budget. The same can be said for state university spending. If you adjust the 2007-2008 number for inflation, it's about equal or just a little bit lower than what we're seeing in 2018 and 2019. So by just highlighting these 6 years, Scott is kind of neglecting the whole picture here. And I think one last point that's really important is that the increase for K-12 education, the bulk of it is strictly for school safety and mental health, which won't leave a lot of money left over for classroom needs.
Right. I mean, that's the elephant in the room right here. All the money that has to be allocated for school safety in the wake of the Parkland shootings. I mean, several counties have complained they don't have the money or they'll have to transfer police off the street to do this. So it's kind of a snowball effect here with this budget, right?
Yeah, definitely so. There was about an increase of $500 million from last year, and $400 million of that increase is dedicated to those school safety and mental health initiatives.
All right, Allison, let's take a little change of course for PolitiFact Florida and talk about some of the attack ads and how they're crafted. Now, let's look at Congressman Ron DeSantis. He's one of the front runners on the Republican side to succeed Governor Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been a claim by this right-wing website that DeSantis had voted in favor of food stamps for illegal immigrants. How are we supposed to know the source of these claims and whether they're true?
Common sense is the first thing I always think. If you visit that website where this claim is coming from, you can really vet what work they did to verify their claim and what sources they're using to back their point up. And in this case, they really used an abstract source and they didn't really back their point up with any credible evidence. So once you kind of fill in the blanks, you can tell that this website maybe isn't someone you should be trusting all the time, and you should take a closer look at what they're putting out.
So we really have to rely on people like you to vet these websites, or can people do it themselves and go online and figure all this out?
I like to think that people could go online and do it all themselves, but I think that's one of the things that makes PolitiFact Florida so cool is that we're going to do it for you and present it in a way that makes sense to you. And hopefully, when you read our article debunking this claim, you gain some insights on what to look out for with these political ads.
All right, Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida, let the buyer or the voter beware, right?
Yeah, it might be obvious to some people that this isn't right, but in our reporting, we hope that we can give people tips or things to look out for in the future.